Trump will ruin the American nation, the resources. You think Trump did a good job in his election?
I wouldn't know because I don't pay attention to the presidents.
Facts. I wouldn't even
The
know
news.
either. What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Angela, what's your opinion on Trump?
Trump?
Yeah.
I don't really got much of an opinion on him because I don't know that much about him. Besides that, I mean, I don't know. I just don't really know that much about him. Say an opinion or if I, whether I like him or not. I never really got into like
So
president.
do you have an opinion on him?
No, I just said I don't because I don't know
Okay.
enough about him.
Any questions you have, Ash and Archie Clendon? What's the next question?
Why was QAnon created?
That's actually a good question. Why was QAnon created? Well, we know it was created on Reddit, but like that's not really a, that doesn't help the subject.
That doesn't really help us.
Yeah.
I think it was created by a user on Reddit who was like, he did it as a joke, but then he himself started to believe in it.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? That's crazy stuff, man.
I know, it's like writing Harry Potter and then you believe, as the author, that Harry Potter world is real.
I think we should watch a video on this.
What, Harry Potter?
No, QAnon.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we should.
So we could get a better understanding, and Mr. Wince can too.
Mr. Wince.
Let's watch Vice
My goal
News.
developing a recipe at Blue
Yes,
Apron
let's
is
show.
to deliver the most amount of flavor in the least amount.
Mr. Wince is currently 8:10 p.m. on a Thursday night.
Yeah. I'm having so much fun recording this.
I know. I'm thrilled to be here, and I hope you're thrilled to listen to our voices.
Yeah, I hope, but Mr. Wentz, please do not skip, and you actually have to go through the pain of listening to us, and yeah.
Play the video.
Oh God.
If you hadn't heard of QAnon before the pro
That took me off so God.
Trump insurrection.
That should be our thumbnail for this podcast.
If you had
We should take a picture of this and show Mr. Wintz why we're laughing.
Heard of QAnon before the pro-Trump insurrection, you definitely have by now.
Biden's not gonna do jack shit because Biden's not getting in office.
The internet's fringiest fringe conspiracy, that elite liberals are running a satanic pedophile ring, has managed to make its way into the center of the national conversation.
I will die for my country and my family and my friends.
And they ain't gonna
There
win.
ain't nothing else.
They ain't gonna
You
win.
don't want none of this.
I spoke with David Gilbert, who's been tracking QAnon's rise for Vice News for several years.
There's a game aspect to it, and there's a
What are you
lot of game
saying?
theory involved in it.
Q, an unknown person who claims to have top secret government security clearance, leaves cryptic posts with code words and mysterious numbers across the internet, and then says, figure it out.
It's kind of like those in those movies when you see someone who's trying to solve a crime have loads of different pieces of string drawn together. That's what these guys do, and they just by doing your own research, by structuring it that way, it ingrains the information on your brain much differently than if you just told something.
Everyone gets to be the hero, decoding all the new Q drops and comparing notes with their new Q friends.
It kind of creates this community effect among believers. And that's why the pandemic was so key, is because people were stuck at home. They couldn't meet people. So they were on Facebook meeting in all these groups of like-minded people, and they felt oh, QAnon is this community and they all solve the clues together and, you know, they're in on a secret that no one else knows about.
It sort of reminds me of like the Da Vinci Code or National Treasure or these adventure movies where protagonists are able to see beyond, I guess, the like veil of reality to see clues and piece together something that everyone else wants to suppress.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's how it has been structured by whoever is behind it, because they know that people are, you know, people want, I guess, excitement in their lives, for want of a better word. So if they think that they're seeing beyond like what everyone else is seeing, that's exciting. They're in on the secret. They know something someone else doesn't.
You know, that's my opinion on it too. Is like, I feel like these people, you know, they get really excited, you know, when they see, oh, I'm part of this big thing, and I'm doing this, and you know, it's me, you know what I'm saying? I think that's the only real reason why people believe in QAnon.
It's true. People just want to feel like they're a part of something and not just drifting throughout the United States feeling like a complete nothingness.
Yeah, because these people look like, you know, your type of people who go to, like, you know, your 9-to-5 and, you know. I kind of
come back to that five children.
Yeah, I sort of feel bad for them a little bit, you know?
I feel pity for them.
Yeah.
That's not a feeling I get much often.
Yeah.
And it's really addictive, you know, people get absolutely addicted to this stuff and they spend all their days looking at clues, looking at drops, trying to find links.
Even when Q drops don't pan out, like in 2017 when Hillary Clinton was not arrested, like Q had said, adherents don't care.
Despite all the failed promises over and over again, people still believe in it. It's kind of this constantly morphing thing where they can always twist what happens to appear as if, oh yeah, this is all part of the plan.
So even when President Trump told rioters to go home last week, Q followers felt their research was saying something different.
He just said the new administration. He didn't say the Biden administration. So they took that to mean this is going to be Trump's new administration. And his last line was, this is only the beginning. So they obviously took that to mean that this isn't over yet. The war's still on. Trump will win at the end of the day.
Q hasn't actually posted since early last month, which has created something like a power vacuum in the conspiracy theory ecosystem.
Yeah, there are personalities in the Q community that people gravitate towards too, as decoders, as gurus, I guess.
Absolutely. There's, you know, at least a dozen major Q personalities who have hundreds of thousands of followers who will follow them, you know, from Twitter to Gab to Parler to Telegram to wherever they go.
Social media sites are finally trying to catch up to this problem. This week, Twitter said it had shut down more than 70,000 accounts affiliated with Q. And the wider public is starting to meet the men behind the curtain. Earlier this week, Vice News reported that one of the most well-known accounts, Neon Revolt, was actually just run by a New Jersey dude who wanted to write movies and never succeeded, but I guess has succeeded in scripting American reality through complete fiction.
The damage has been done effectively. And I think the tech companies have to hold up their hands. They have to say, we haven't done enough. It's kind of, you know, closing the door after the horse has bolted, unfortunately.
Yeah, so like that video we just watched, right? How do you think that would affect the American people as we stand right now? You know, I feel like it will kind of divide our like thinking and, you know, just divide the people. And I feel like that's really dangerous. You know, we've experienced this before in history, you know. We've always been divided and, you know, it's crazy how we're going through history again and we have to deal with this stuff again, you know. I thought we'd learn, but, you know, we don't learn.
It's just in human nature, man, to repeat stuff that we've talked about over and over and over again.
Yeah.
We're like a, you know, those jukeboxes that were broken down. They just repeat the same letter over and over and over again.
Yeah, like, hut-da-la, 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 hut-da-la.
Exactly. That's and do you know what the definition of insanity is?
What's the definition of insanity?
Repeating something, expecting different results.
A result, yep. You know, Ashton, I think about this, right? I think about, you know, the state of American, and I think it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous to think this way, I feel like you could have an opinion about conspiracy theories, right? I feel like you could believe in it, but when it comes to a certain extent where you're hurting the American people, you know, it could be a little bit dangerous. We could, like, start a war, you know? It could, like, go that far. What do you think?
I feel very scared, you know? Like, what if Arizona went to war with Oregon? Like, we would win, but, like, the casualties we have just over something, like, over a conspiracy theory, it's going to be crazy to think, like, we lost a couple of lives over some lie or, like, something we fabricated into our minds. You know, something like that that makes me think how many conspiracy theories out there are actually true, but we still don't know any idea that if it is. Like, what if these people on the streets rioting for these conspiracy theory movements are correct and we're just, you know, in their way?
Yeah.
And that's
where the sheep.
Yeah, we're the
sheep.
Yeah,
exactly. We can't.
We're actually the sheep.
Meh. You know, we don't know what they're talking about. Yeah. So, what if we're wrong, you know?
What if we're wrong? Like about them.
Yeah, what if they're actually right? Conspiracy? You know, what if Hillary Clinton was actually like a pedophile ring, you know? She was like molesting kids and sucking their blood.
Cheese pizza.
Aw, cheese pizza. She loves cheese pizza.
Yes,
nom,
she
loves. Nom.
Back on topic.
That was our topic. That's what the emo was about.
Yeah.
I thought we were going off topic.
No, she's like, does Hillary Clinton even like cheese pizza? Let's be honest. She's a rich, woman. She's a rich, rich woman, right? She does not eat cheese pizza. Who in the right mind that's so rich want to order a cheese pizza?
I would.
And you know what? And it's weird. Because why was she sending that text to that one person? Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. No. My dad has stories about Hillary Clinton in a whole. Right? He doesn't really believe in all this conspiracy stuff, but he had a friend who had a friend who used to be their maid. Womp, womp, womp. Right?
What?
The Clinton's maid. And he used to tell my dad stories about how they were pricks. How were they were mean, vicious people. And I'm saying this as a fact. I can even get my dad right now to talk about it. I probably will. Because he says that the Clintons are kind of sketchy. Okay. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I'm like processing that. Like,
It's ridiculous to believe, but you know, my dad
is ridiculous.
But you know, there's a lot of a-holes in the world, and I don't, you know, politicians in a whole, even if they like believe in, you know, all this, like, you know, these movements, they just do it for themselves so they get a better stance for their people, you know, so other people could vote for them, you know. I don't think they really believe in it. Like, do you really believe, like, Biden, like, before the BLM actually, you know, thought, you know, BLM? Or do you think he did it for the trend? Because I feel like he just did it for the people, you know, so they could vote for him. Even, I'm not saying, like,
yeah,
Biden,
I agree with that.
Yeah, I feel like, I'm not saying, like, Biden does not believe in it, or, yeah, he just fake, you know, I'm just saying. That's my opinion, what Biden did, you know?
Actually, to build off on that, it's a politician's job to go what the public want.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's their job. But, like, are they going to do something with it? Because, yeah, it's their job to believe in it, but it's also their job to act on it, you know? And I don't see Joe Biden really acting on it.
Well, that's not really a politician's job. I mean, a politician is to get, you know, in the position of power and being in there for as long as he can. It's not like he's going to do anything.
That's not their job. That's what they do.
Exactly.
That's not what they're supposed to do, but that's what they do. And that's very bad for the American people. I mean, that's crazy how they, you know. I feel like if a politician is direct, he needs to be straight and direct with the people, you know? I feel like Trump was kind of straight and direct, but I'm not saying Trump I'm saying Trump is tricking direct, but in a bad way, because he said whatever he wants in his mind. You know what I'm saying? He said whatever the hell he wanted to say, which is bad.
Yeah. Think before you speak.
Yeah, Trump didn't have that. Trump was like talking like an intellectual child. I mean, everything he said was like what I used to say in like the 12th grade. I mean, wait, when I was 12 years old. I'm in 12th grade right now. like what I used to say when I was 12 years old, you know? Like, la, 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 you know, like stuff, you know, the stuff I used to say as a child. And, you know, I kind of grew up and I'm like, now I'm like, I don't think I should be saying that stuff anymore, you know? But Trump has grown up. I still feel like he's a little baby and,
you know. Well, aren't we all babies on the inside?
Yeah, that's true. Like, you know, Jack Black.
We all have our inner child.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Trump's... Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, QAnon is very bad for like the American people, and they could really divide us. But the sociological say it for me, Ashenaris Clinton.
Say what?
What's this podcast about again? It's the social. I can't say the word. I'm sorry.
It's how do conspiracy theories damage our society, democracy, and civil rights.
Yeah, we already talked about that, but what's the other topic? Like, our sociology, like, the effects on our brain type deal.
Oh. You mean the psychological effects of the brain that cause conspiracy theories?
Yeah. Now, let's move to that topic. Now, why do people believe in this? Why do people, you know, create this in their minds and keep it there, you know? Like, it can't escape out of their minds, you know, they keep on believing this stuff, and they eat it and eat it, but, you know, they don't poop it, you know? So, it's just there forever, and they're getting fatter and fatter and more unhealthier, and it's just building up, and one day they're gonna explode, and it's gonna have a really big impact on America. So, let's watch a video on the psychological effects of conspiracy theories.
Yes.
You guys will not believe what it is that I'm about to show you.
We all have an idea of what a conspiracy theorist looks like, but the true picture might live a little closer to home.
What we find on polls is that the more conspiracy theories we ask about, the fewer and fewer people there are who don't believe in any.
So, if so many different people are susceptible, why are we so attracted to conspiracy theories?
If the question is, why do people believe conspiracy theories, the question you're really asking is, why do people believe anything? And the answer is, for a lot of reasons. There isn't just one factor. And it would be easy if we could pin it on one thing, like, oh, it was Twitter made everyone believe this, or they were dropped on their head, or they happen to fit a particular demographic, or they have some psychological problem. But that's not going to explain most beliefs for most people.
My eyes have opened. And once they're open, believe me, what used to look normal seems insane and now keen. Don't you think this has something to do with that?
The reality is that we all share certain hardwired evolutionary traits that help us navigate the world. One such trait is how we verify information without direct personal experience.
We only have a certain knowledge. Normally it's what's all around us. I know my Hyundai car, but I do not know another car. We've been in that situation where we'll step into a new car and then you can't release the handbrake because it's some strange setup. It's the same idea as in how we navigate the world. There's gaps in our knowledge that we have to fill. That knowledge that we bring in, it can be flawed.
We readily assign truth to new information, in part because so much of the information we receive is true, and also because it's easier to process. But these useful shortcuts are vulnerable to being hijacked by misinformation. Studies have shown that when we are repeatedly exposed to a piece of false information,
one,
we become more likely to believe it.
One.
The subject denies the evidence of his own eyes and yields to group influence.
We fall for repetition even when we know better. We see it months after exposure among intelligent people, and even after we give strong warnings.
This illusion of truth can have a powerful effect.
It's really difficult to correct misconceptions once we accept them. The brain data suggests that myths are never erased. So we're concurrently storing both the original misinformation and its correction. That correction might fade from memory faster. And that leaves us with that original myth.
They've done studies, you know, 60% of the time it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Humans